You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
What are you doing to protect your family's assets? The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm Kondorian Murad, would like to know. They'll draft a last will and testament or put together a living trust for you. They can get you a medical power of attorney as well. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com and be sure to tell them we sent you. That way, you can get a discount. kmlawyers.com. It's a field trip Friday on Grant and Danny.
We love Kondorian Murad. Those guys are quite simply the best. They support us in everything we do. We also love Pupatella Pizza. That's where I've consumed an outrageous amount of pizza. The problem is, it's delicious, and it's right in front of me. I have the willpower of someone without any willpower. I was going to say a sheep, but our buddy Richmond John corrected me that sheeps get a bad rap about not having willpower. They actually have a ton. They're just dumb. So I try not to use the sheep thing anymore, but I don't have a better analogy than that. The point is, I'm a great big fat slob that eats all the food. That's what I have for you.
It's time for our Beltway Blitz. We're going to cover college football and the Commanders, but we start you off on the ice.
The Washington Capitals.
Caps got a big win last night. They needed it. They looked great. 4-0 shutout over the Toronto Maple Leafs. 2 goals from Jacob Chychrun, 3 goals from the blue line. John Carlson scoring as well. Mike Vogel of WashCaps.com joins us now. Vogues, after back-to-back games, giving up 5, getting outscored 10-1. That home cup can work out, huh?
Yeah, absolutely, Grant. I think the one thing that's really good about this team is they're pretty accountable to one another. When things start to go south a little bit, they all kind of band together. The Justin Sorter line, just as an example, had took it upon themselves. So Justin, Tom Wilson, Alexei Protas took it upon themselves to have a little meeting ahead of yesterday's game, and you saw the result. They completely throttled the Austin Matthews line, allowed them not even a shot on goal at even strength. That's their task. They did that even better. They contributed to 2 of the goals at the other end of the ice. I just think you look at the last, I guess it's close to 120 games now since the beginning of last season. They just don't let these stretches fester where they're not picking up points. They nip them in the bud. And especially given the landscape in the Eastern Conference this season, more important than ever to keep that habit.
Vogues, in terms of special teams, overall for the year, there have been ups and downs certainly, but the Caps are 29th in power play percentage and I believe 26th in penalty kill percentage. What's the cure for these special teams to really get to this where this group wants to go?
Yeah, it's a great question, Danny, because they've been living off their 5-on-5, and you saw what happened when that part of their game went a little sideways in Winnipeg and Minnesota over the road trip. They've tried a lot of different things on that power play. They've switched up the personnel. They've tweaked some of the structure of it. And I thought last night the last one looked really strong. Entries have been a real problem all year. If they could find just a way to consistently enter the zone, I think that would go a long way to helping them. I think winning a few more draws too. There's too many times where they lose that first faceoff on the power play, and then the entry problem then becomes a real issue because they're constantly just pulling it back out of their own end. Not all the time, but some of the time. And PK, I think, with special teams, like you said, there's peaks and valleys. I feel like it is cyclical, but once you get this far into the season and you're still kind of sitting down there toward the bottom, then I think you do have to sort of do some head scratching, some soul searching. And I don't know, I thought it had kind of turned the corner, both of them, coming out of that California trip, and then it went a little sideways. I thought last night was a really good night, especially on the PK. So I think we'll see what happens here with this back home and home with Detroit this weekend, and the Rangers coming in on Tuesday. See how this plays out. But I would say that if things don't progress as they sort of did last night, then yeah, I would think there would have to be some more shuffling of the personnel. Or back to the drawing board, one of the two.
Vogues, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thanks, fellas. Have a good weekend.
Let's talk college football.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Matt Schick, SiriusXM College, ESPN, joins us now to preview the college football playoffs getting started tonight. Matt, Alabama, Oklahoma to get the party started this evening. How do you think this game plays out?
Well, I think the point spread is pretty accurate. You know, I keep telling myself or asking myself, how sustainable are these turnovers for Oklahoma in this series? They're plus five in the last two regular season games, and they've won both of them in last year in Norman, this one in Tuscaloosa. They're going back to Norman. I don't know how sustainable it is. Alabama outgained it by 200 yards, but there's something about Brent Venables' defense, and there's something about Alabama's offensive ineptitude over the last few weeks. I think Oklahoma takes this tonight.
What's the script for James Madison, if there is one?
Team bus breaking down, I think. look, you're probably going to have to be plus three in the turnover battle, a special team score. I think this will be, probably by the time the fourth quarter rolls around or third quarter rolls around, it should be like a 35-10 type of game. I just don't know. I mean, their quarterback is James Madison, can hurt you with his legs and his arm, but I just think there's too much firepower. I think I'd give James Madison more of a chance if Oregon's wide receivers weren't coming back this week. It sounds like they're going to get at least Gary Bryant back and likely DeCorian Moore back. That's just bad news for, I think, an overmatched James Madison team.
Is there anything we can do, or should we even try to do anything about the fact that a couple years in a row now, the number one team in the country seems to have the more arduous path? If you look at Indiana waiting on that Alabama-Oklahoma winner, a plucky underdog 9 seed, Crimson Tide. Reminds me of Ohio State is, you know, a team that played Oregon last year. Meanwhile, the Buckeyes are waiting on potentially Miami or Texas A&M. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think at some point you look at them and there's probably a handful of teams you could put in a hat. I think for Ohio State, I mean, frankly, playing in the Cotton Bowl against Texas A&M wouldn't be the greatest luxury, even though they did that against Texas last year. There's not a whole lot you can do. I'm more concerned about the committee saying, look, why don't we make sure that we get rid of these first-round rematches if it doesn't change the host site? That's what I'd rather see. And I think once we expand this, guys, or the ACC tiebreakers were correct this year, Notre Dame in, James Madison out, I think we'd be a lot more excited about this weekend. I think Indiana's got a pretty decent draw as a number one seed. I think they can take on Ole Miss. You look at the top half of their bracket, I'd rather take on Texas Tech than the others in a semifinal. I think they're actually treated pretty well.
Matt, terrific to catch up with you, buddy. Have a great weekend and a wonderful holiday.
Enjoy, guys.
Thank you, my friend. Hit that local 53 sounder, Vic. We got Deshaun Reed, Washington Post. He covers the local 53. It's why we're going to talk about it now. Brandon Coleman feels like a guy that has had a very interesting story. He gets a chance to play this weekend. Deshaun, what's on the line for him?
Yeah, I think this is really huge to him, proving that he deserves to have a role moving forward with the Commanders. I think this offensive line has been better this year than last year, but still there's some areas where there's some room for improvement. And I know left tackle, assuming that they get a deal done with Laramie Tunsil this offseason, that's not going to be a long-term spot for him. But maybe if he plays well, he could show that maybe he can work back inside at guard and get back into the rotation there next year. Chris Paul is also going to be a free agent this year. He's had a pretty good season. We'll see, what type of market he has. But if they lose a player like that, for instance, and Coleman can show he's capable of stepping in there at left guard, it could, maybe save the Commanders a little bit of money this offseason.
You mentioned Laramie Tunsil. You did a really nice piece with him and just kind of on his future for the Washington Post. I guess it was last week now. And talking about him wanting to be paid and hoping that money comes from Washington. I mean, is there any way he would just show back up for the final year of his deal? Or after this really productive first season in D.C., do you think he's looking for an extension to get back toward the top of the board at the tackle market? Right now, I think he's the fifth highest paid tackle in the league.
I'd be a little surprised if he was back playing just on that expiring contract. I know $20 million, nothing to sniff, blow off, given, what he's making next season, but you really never see left tackles of his caliber play on an expiring deal. So I think he's going to have to get some sort of extension done. Where they land on that will be interesting. He is a little bit older than, some of the other top guys in the market, like a Rashawn Slater, for example, but at 32 years old, we've seen left tackles go on to still play for at a high level for a few more years after that. I mean, Trent Williams, a former, you know, commander himself, is still at playing at a high level with the 49ers. He's much older than Tunsil is. And so I wouldn't expect any discounts on it. And I'd be kind of surprised, you know, if he didn't, you know, required an extension to get back out there. You know, I think the team and him would both like to avoid, you know, kind of what we saw happen with Terry McLaurin earlier this year. So ideally they get something done earlier in the offseason.
Am I ever going to get a Ben Sinnott game where he gets targets and they give him a chance to do something, or is it, he's just going to be relegated no matter how many tight ends are hurt to back up blocking tight end?
Well, Cliff Kingsbury made a good point. Like, they only had 10 completions last week. So
yeah.
There weren't too many targets to go around, or completions, I guess I should say, to go around. He did have that big one late in the fourth quarter off the play action shot. And maybe him making that play makes them a little bit more confident in him moving forward, getting him some more targets these last two games. But I think them shifting to more of that really run first offense makes sense with Jaden Daniels missing the rest of the season. You know, their winning percentage this season and their offensive points per game, you know, both go up significantly when, you know, they run the ball, you know, at the clip they were last week. And so, you know, I don't think they're going to be throwing the ball 30, 40 times. So he's not going to have those monster numbers, I don't think. But he should get involved a little bit more than just one target, you know, moving forward.
Similar question on Johnny Newton, who's also a second-year, second-round player. His percentage of snaps isn't necessarily going up. I get that they've got Payne and Kinlaw. But might we see more of him? Should we be looking to see more out of him, or is this just what it is?
I mean, they're hoping for more. You know what I mean? Like, last week was one of, you know, productive game for him, but, you know, they haven't gotten him or Ben, you know, what they expected when they drafted both those guys in the second round last year. You know, and Payne is another guy. We mentioned Tunsil earlier. He's going into an expiring deal. And so I think they're going to have a decision to make with him there. You know, do they extend him? Do they look to trade him? You know, especially if they trade him, you know, they're going to need Newton to step up in a major way to fill that void. And so I think it's smart to work him into the rotation more, see if he's made progress and if he's somebody you can count on to step into a full-time starting role next season. Because, you know, second-round pick, you know, second year, you can still give a guy a little bit of grace. Third year, that's when you really need to start seeing something. And so really looking for him to flash in his last three games.
We've seen Jaquari Crosby-Merritt tote the rock. I have no doubt about his acumen there. We haven't seen a lot of passing game, Bill, though, to Sean. That's something I'm very interested in these last couple of games. In pass pro, can he hold up, be it, you know, something out of the backfield here and there? To me, that's something I think this is a great opportunity to get him some looks doing that. Give me your thoughts there.
Yeah, Kingsbury said he liked what he saw from him in pass protection last week. He did, like you mentioned, he didn't get involved really in the receiving game. I think the most we saw that was probably that week five breakout game that he got against the Chargers. I think he had something like 40 receiving yards in that game. But it hasn't been consistent. You know, you often see him with a running backs coach, Anthony Lynn, working off to the side at practice, getting some extra route running in, pass protection. So those are the two biggest areas where he needs to continue to develop. I think Jeremy Nichols has been really strong in those areas and is much further along, obviously, as a veteran than Crosby-Merritt is. But at this point in the season, you know what I mean? Like, even if Crosby-Merritt is a little bit worse, I think, like you said, those reps are really important for him. So I think giving him some more of those looks could be valuable, live looks, you know, to his overall development outside of practice. So, you know, they leaned into it a little bit more last week. Obviously, that wasn't the plan going into the game. McNichol started, but, you know, with Crosby-Merritt playing as well as he was, they really turned to him. And so, you know, if he keeps playing that way, he should get a lot more of those opportunities in the last two games.
What's your prediction for tomorrow night? I keep wanting to say Sunday, but it's very rare night, Saturday yeah. game. What do you got?
I don't have a score for you, but the Eagles, I know they've been weird this year, but I'm expecting the Eagles to win pretty comfortably in this one. I think particularly with Tunsil out, that Eagles defensive line is really going to be tough up front. And, you know, I mentioned that run-first approach is their best for the Commanders moving forward, but I don't think it's going to be enough against the Eagles in this one. So, more so than the results, though, at this point in the season for Washington, it's more so what does it look like and what are you seeing from those young guys? Do you see that development from a Johnny Newton, from a Crosby-Merritt, from a Benson? You know, do you see those guys make those plays and continue to develop? And so as long as that happens, I think that matters more so than the results tomorrow night.
Much appreciated as always, man. Have a great holiday and an awesome weekend.
You too. Appreciate you guys having me.
Thanks, bud.
Check out Deshaun Reed's work in the Washington Post. That is your Beltway Blitz on Grant and Danny. Speaking of the game, we're excited to chat with Joe Davis, who calls the game tomorrow night on Fox with Greg Olson. Of course, he's the voice of the Dodgers, the voice of the World Series, the A-broadcaster on Fox for Major League Baseball, and one of the best in the biz, calling all things sport at this point. He stops by next. We're live at Pupatella Pizza in Leesburg today. We'll be here until 6:30 with you on Grant and Danny.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny live on The Fan. We're closing in on kickoff tomorrow. The Commanders and the Eagles, the rare opportunity to watch a little Saturday pigskin at Northwest Stadium in Landover, Maryland. And we're really pleased right now to go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Welcome on to the show, Joe Davis, one of the great play-by-play broadcasters in America. You see him on the World Series and get to enjoy him on Dodgers games late night after Nats baseball all year long on the baseball side of things. But he's also on the call with Greg Olson, a terrific team for Fox, of this Eagles-Commanders game at home tomorrow. Joe, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for hopping aboard with us on this Friday.
Of course. It's great to be with you guys.
Our pleasure. Thank you. Let's just start with the matchup. I mean, you got two teams going in very different directions here at the end of the year. I'm sure you've called many games quite like this one, right, where you've got a team that needs it in Philly and a team that doesn't in Washington. Where do you start zeroing in on storylines?
Yeah, we actually had one last week because we had Philly against the Raiders, so I'm hoping that it's a little more compelling than that one wound up being, because my goodness, was that lopsided and over before.
That's a punch your time card game for you guys, isn't it? You got to earn that paycheck.
You're doing stories in the middle of the second quarter, yeah.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, I think that that one turned out to be as lopsided as it looked. I think that there are reasons to believe this one won't be quite like that. You know, there's the cliche that it's a division game and it's hard to knock out a team in your division the way that the Eagles did the Raiders last week. I think that it'll be a fight. And I think that there are still things to like about the Commanders, even though you look at the season they've had and it's not been pretty.
What is kind of your study of them led you to, right? Just what you've seen over the last few weeks and months as you're kind of watching this team get ready to play out the last few games without Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, I think that it's, while last case was a dream scenario, this year is all that stuff kind of turned on its head, right? You know, losing the one score games, losing the turnover battle. And I think that if you look back to last year, 12-5, awesome. Trip to the NFC Championship game, awesome. Were they as good as the 12-5 record showed? Probably not. Are they as bad as the 4 and whatever it is now shows? No. Somewhere in the middle in both cases, I think that probably there was, when you look back to last year and you see 12-5, you see the run to the NFC Championship game, there were probably some problems lurking there that weren't addressed because you got clouded by how good that year was, how magical that year was. And you guys, I'm sure, talk about it all the time, how old the roster is. And so you look at the injuries that they've suffered this year. Probably shouldn't be that big of a surprise. You're kind of playing with that fire when you bring back such an aging roster. And just a couple of the things on the margins, like I said, the turnovers and the close games that tend to flip, and they have.
Joe Davis of Fox with us on Grant and Danny. On the call, as you heard, of that Raiders-Eagles game last week, which Philly won 31-0. We saw Vegas early this year. It was one of the few wins for Washington all season. It was one of their only blowout wins as well. And so we get what that roster is, and isn't it 2-12? But what did Philly actually fix, if anything? Like, what did you see go better? Where might they have gotten right against the Raiders that might actually carry over into this game and beyond?
I just think there was a little bit of rhythm to the offense, some semblance of an identity there where, you know, that last year they relied on the explosive running game and historic season from Saquon Barkley, and they've had elements of it. Of course, sometimes he'll look like Saquon, and sometimes they'll run the ball well. But the whole formula had just kind of been off. You know, new offensive coordinator, haven't been as good on first down, and so they haven't been in as good a run situations. It's put more on Jalen Hurts' shoulders, and he's not been as good when he's had to throw a bunch. Last week they got back to what the identity had been last year, and that is running the ball. And it's not as simple as the old school, you know, to win in the NFL, you got to run the ball. I think it's just the way that they're structured, the way that their roster is built. That's when they're at their best, when they're running the ball, and then Jalen Hurts isn't asked to throw it 40 times a game to beat you. He can beat you, you know, by throwing it 20 times a game, by running it a few times a game, and they lean on that running game to set it all up. And I think they got back to that last week. You know, it had been about 70% pass during the 3-game losing streak that preceded last week. It was back to 70% run last week.
Joe Davis with us here on Grant and Danny. Why hasn't that run game been the same? I mean, last year it felt like if you handed it to Saquon Barkley, you were already moving the chains. Now it's 3.9 a pop over a pretty big sample. What have they said in your study of them? It's kind of come up as to the reasons they haven't been able to run it as well.
I think there's a lot of different reasons. I think that, of course, it becomes the focus of the opposing defense. You got a new offensive coordinator who's calling plays for the first time. The offensive line has been not as good. Significant injury to Lane Johnson at right tackle, so they've been without him for 5 weeks. And they've always been a different team. You look through the years, drastically different team when they've not had him in the lineup. You put all those things together, and then you sprinkle in some things like they're the most penalized team on offense. They have more negative plays than any team on offense. It's just a bunch of not insignificant factors. You put them all together, and you get that massive drop-off that they've had.
Joe Davis, Greg Olson, an elite team for Fox, additive in the viewing experience. Looking forward to them being on the call Saturday evening tomorrow for the Commanders and the Eagles. Now, you guys have been bouncing around the league and getting your assignments all year long. Who's the best team? Maybe in that moment, like that day, that you've seen this season, and then just more broadly as kind of putting your analyst hat on, who's the team that you would say, man, I wouldn't want to have to deal with them if they got their A game going?
I think we saw the two of them last night. I think the Rams and the Seahawks. We had the first Rams-Seahawks game, and the Rams won it, but the Seahawks turned it over five times and had a last-second field goal with a chance to win it. So I know Greg and I both came out of that saying, holy cow, the Rams may have won the game and have the better record, but you can make a pretty good argument even before last night that the Seahawks are the team to beat. I still don't know that I would rather face the Rams than the Seahawks, but I think those two teams, and I do think that if Philadelphia can continue what we saw last week, I know they're playing the Raiders, but if they can continue some of what we saw, them getting back to the run, getting back to that style of leaning on that, I think that they, when you pair them with their defense, which is just ridiculously good, even without Jalen Carter, I think they're still really scary.
How is the secondary this good? That's what it feels like is kind of is the hidden advantage there. Because the pass rush a few years ago, Joe, you remember that? I think that's 70 sacks in 2022. This isn't the same pass rush, but the defense is still really good, and it feels like this secondary is incredible, and we're kind of just catching on to it.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Quinyon Mitchell is an elite cornerback. I mean, we're talking top probably 3 to 5 cornerbacks in the NFL that you probably don't think of yet. He's only not even through his second season in the NFL. You probably don't immediately think of him as one of the elite guys in the league. But you guys know, you get one elite guy like that, can shut down a whole half of the field. I think they have that in him. And then you pair it with Vic Fangio's scheme, which is almost like cliche at this point how much it gets talked about in the NFL because everybody does it. But it's designed to take away big plays. It's designed to keep everything in front. And then you've got two really athletic, good tackling linebackers in N'Kobe Dean and Zach Bond that help you play that style. So yeah, I think it's an elite corner. It's some really athletic linebackers that are important when it comes to defending the pass in that system. And then the system itself, you put it all together, and they're as good as any defense I've seen.
Joe Davis of Fox on the call of Eagles Commanders from Northwest Stadium. Coming up tomorrow, you can watch the game on Fox, first of a couple. The other of the games tomorrow that will be aired is the Bears and the Packers, and this is a rematch from 2 weeks ago in the NFC North for the driver's seat in that division. What do you make of Chicago's chances to go on a run? They have a very opportunistic, turnover-happy defense. Caleb Williams does miss throws, but their run game is now pretty elite EPA per play and efficiency. Ben Johnson in year one. Is that a team that you think is capable of going deep into the playoffs, or do you still need to see more from them?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sold. I think there's a little bit of some of what you had last year with the Commanders, where they've won the close games. They've won, I think, 3 or 4 games on the very last play. So, yeah, you're impressed by seeing their first-place team, but I think you've also got to be realistic and honest when looking at them that they are 3 or 4 plays from being, you know, having 6 wins, having 7 wins. That's not to say they're not capable of making a run, and I think that the arrow is pointing up. But it's just the first year Ben Johnson's been there, pairing him with Caleb Williams. I think you like your chances for that to continue to grow and continue to be good. And I really liked the Packers. Obviously, the Micah Parsons injury changes things. But I like the Packers if you're having me pick between those two.
Speaking of picking between two, I'm going to now ask you to choose between children here as a play-by-play nerd. I'm just curious. What do you prefer calling, baseball or football?
It's a cop-out answer, but honestly, it's whichever one I'm doing. And I can do that cop-out, I think, because they're so different.
Right.
Baseball is, especially during the regular season, you kind of lean back in your chair, and it's the romantic story that writes itself over the course of a summer. Almost becomes a different sport in October. there's nothing better than calling a postseason baseball game. But then when you look at football and how it, each game is an event, that's incredible too. While you're leaning back, chilling, calling baseball, football, you're literally standing up, leaning forward with each snap, each game so important.
I feel like your football gets slept on because everybody reveres the baseball, which is incredible, and you're the best going right now and calling the World Series. Your calls on some of Shohei's big moments are iconic.
Just phenomenal, Joe.
And I'll remember them forever. But I feel like I just saw, I don't know what site it was, put out all their broadcaster awards, and like you were sweeping in like baseball awards, and I'm like, football, man. He's really, really good.
Pretty good chops there, too, yeah.
Maybe you don't probably care about any of that, but do you ever feel that way? That, like, people are – it's almost like you're an actor, and they're like, we want you to play a cop again, Joe. Go play a cop. And you're like, you know, I can do other things, too.
That's funny. Now I need to hire you guys as my agents, my hype men.
I'm available.
Seriously, I am available.
Let me know.
That's awesome. You know, what's funny is I grew up – I'm the son of a Hall of Fame football coach in Michigan, high school coach. So football was my life growing up, and I played football in college. That was always more my sport than baseball was. But I'll happily take being considered a baseball guy if that means people appreciate that work, and it has to come at the expense of – however I'm viewed in football. I'm fine with that.
Well, at the risk, before we let you go, of now just pumping his tires too much.
I know.
I do want you to know that the World Series, you crushed. You're calling Dodgers games all year. Everyone complains about everything on Twitter. And people are mad that you're, for some reason, like at the parade. But I thought the World Series was handled perfectly. It was just exquisite, the broadcasts, and one that we'll never forget. So job well done, and kudos to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Joe. Have a great call, and it's okay to call a couple Commanders touchdowns. Like, that'd be fine, right?
Yeah, don't
I would
be nervous.
Totally fine with that.
Yeah. You need
like six or seven of those?
No, let's not get crazy. Like two or three.
Okay,
get greedy.
Two. Yes.
Let's go get greedy.
We'll accept two. One for Bill. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, guys. Merry Christmas.
You too, buddy.
Happy holidays. Enjoy the time in the DMV. There's Joe Davis of Fox checking in on Grant and Danny. We're with you until 6:30. We're at Pupatella Pizza in Leesburg. The Washington Post had seven Commanders that have something to prove this weekend in a piece that they did. I want to go through some of those names. We'll do that next. The general manager of the Washington Nationals, Ani Kolombi, is on the show coming up at 5 o'clock here on The Fan. One of the more entertaining things about our trips to Pupatella is when Danny, who I would say eats healthy for the most part at this point of your life now.
I know it sounds funny right now to say that, but yeah, I do.
But you do.
In general, I do.
We always meet listeners and they're like, you're not heavy, because Danny acts like he's heavy and fat, and he's not. He plays basketball 7 days a week and plays pickleball nine days a week.
Please mention pickleball, thank you.
Yeah, over pickleballs and over basketballs.
Lifts weights, not a big deal.
Just acts like a 13-year-old kid.
Let's go to the gym, we do CrossFit, we do AMRAP every Wednesday. That's not a big deal.
But anyway, you do pretty good. And then you come out here.
Yeah.
And then what you do to your body is incredible. Yeah. We actually had someone, I don't even remember who it was, but like a couple weeks ago say something like, I just wanted to say I've been here for like 3 hours, and Danny's eaten more than I've ever seen anyone eat in his life.
Here's our friend Megan.
So what's on your plate right now?
Well, that's your dessert pizza. That's a pizza crust without actually the actual pizza stuff. It's Nutella and a little bit of apple to cut some of that sweetness. That's tiramisu. And I don't know what you call these. I don't know what these are called. I just know that they're made of joy.
I think it's fried dough with chocolate.
There it is. It's fried dough, powdered sugar, which is delicious, and then some Nutella there. And that, my friend, is a cannoli. That's what's on my plate right now.
So that's
I already had some gelato.
They brought you four different types of gelato.
That's right.
Individually scooped. Like if you go to a brewery and you get a flight of beers, it was a flight of gelato.
It was a gelato flight.
So you had that.
I had that.
And now you're doing that plate.
That's right.
But at least you didn't eat any pizza or
anything. I did. I had a lot of pizza, Grant. I had a lot of pizza. My favorite pizza they do, it's a seasonal one. I'm talking to Michael, who's the owner. I know the owner.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. About doing this one pizza they have. It's called the Ragu pizza, I think. It's where it's meat sauce on top of the pizza. And then they put, like, the...
it's crazy.
The mozzarella, like the big full mozzarella situation. Not like the sprinkle mozzarella, but like the big deal mozzarella on top. And it is the best pizza. I want that one all the time.
I am always just amazed, though, because you would think I could eat that much. And I eat badly when I eat, but I can't eat a huge volume.
Yeah,
wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah.
Like, I get full fast.
Yes.
You
eat faster than any human being ever.
I'm a fast eater. It's a good trait. It's important that you eat fast. It
helps you fill up quick.
Now, when Danny and I will rarely go to these nice meals together, like to eat steak or something, my goal is to eat the steak. See, you talk about, like, when you're walking, you want to get there, or when you're driving, you want to get there. I like steak so much, and it's so delicious. So I get a little steak and a little mashed potato, and I eat them together, and they accompany each other just so. It's a harmonious, wonderful, loving relationship. They met in college, and they got engaged, and they stayed.
It's a love story.
It was monogamy.
Monogamous. They were in monogamy.
Many, many years of faithful relationship between steak and potato.
Just having sex with each other.
Meanwhile, Danny is over here, and he saws through the steak like 19 times. Like, and he does this thing where he turns his fork away from him just so, but he wants to get a little bit of everything on his plate on the same bite.
Yep.
So I do eat fast. I'm going to acknowledge that you're right.
You're the slowest
eater I've ever met.
I'm a savorer. When it's time to relish, we're paying a lot for this meal and all I could.
If we're at a nice steakhouse,
steak
sure.
Joint, I'm going to savor that bad boy. That to me is I want to make it last. You have multiple goals. One, to get it done as soon as possible so you can start interviewing people about various parts of their lives,
things
you're
talking.
Curious about.
It's called being friendly.
Yeah, there's a difference between, like, friendly conversation and then, like, follow-up after follow-up. I mean, you're getting to the bottom of something every time we go to dinner.
Just discussing
you're
things
a detective.
With
you're
human
the,
beings.
That's who you are. You're a detective pulse.
I am a curious person.
Yes.
And also, if I didn't do this with you, I would be a detective. I would solve crimes.
We know that.
That's a good thing.
You'd be in a room with a witness asking, so why?
But do you remember?
Why did you?
You guys remember the old, like, lollipop thing? Like, how many licks does it get to the chocolate?
One, two,
it was like,
three.
Yes, the owl, right?
Three.
It was like 43 or whatever, right? How many cuts does it take to get from the top of the steak to the plate? If the answer is about 2 for a normal person, for Danny, it's 19. It's like he's playing a violin. He's just cutting through. Like, why do you do that?
Well,
the cutting is one day I just want to stream you cutting steak.
It's part of being polite society. B, you're over there like carving a deer carcass, trying to get through some of the bone. You turn the fork towards you and you stab the object,
right.
And you rip through it like you got a chainsaw, and you're looking to get rid of pieces. You know what I mean? It's like, again, there's a happy medium there. I'm in the midst of savoring and experiencing. You are already on to the next. And I understand that pathology because that's how I travel. Is to get there.
Right.
Right.
Now all of a sudden, you want me to be faster.
Yeah. You're scenic route Sam when it comes to traveling. You're like, no, who cares? Let's stop at this sports bar. And now the roles are reversed.
We're in the airport, and Danny's sprinting, breaking out of sweat. Every other person that's ever been with us is like, wow, that's so fast. Why is he doing that? I one time will have to, like, you know, redo my belt or grab at something. And he's like, oh, you're grabbing your pants again. I mean, that's like your big bit.
It's your bit.
I mean,
your charge cord's back at Terminal 3. Your belt is at the Seagate for some reason.
My belt is on.
You're not sure where the wallet is. You left your ring somewhere. You lost another charger in the airport somehow.
I'm a big fan of losing chargers.
Yep.
That's very true.
I mean, think about how many Justin Herberts you've lost in the years.
Oof.
You could build a house.
I would like to know, honest to God, I would pay $5 to know the answer right now. How much money have I spent on Los Angeles Chargers? I think it's in the thousands.
I really believe that.
Well, because now these phone stores and what they charge.
It's like $59 for a
I'm
little
probably
cord.
Just an idiot for doing this, because you could go to some store and get them for $10. But I always assume the more I'm paying, the better the charge I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's how it works or not.
I couldn't tell you.
But like if you go into my phone store, the company that I use right now for my phone bill, and I buy a charger, I'm not doing a bit. It's like $80 out the door.
Oh,
it's insane. Well,
you need the right block. I'm telling you. And they charge you so much for Rashawn Slater's. That's how they make their money.
Yeah.
At this point. You know what I mean?
Well, like the $1,000 phone isn't that bad of a way to make money either.
Yeah, but I think when you average out all the costs of it, it probably costs about that much to make with how many hands this thing has to go through. you know, with like a certain kind of glass and this fiber and that fiber optic and this little silica gel thing that I'm sure I clearly know how it works, by the way. Like, you got to plug it in. But like with batteries and stuff, there's a lot of construction. I think they make their money by selling you $84 chargers to just get some power.
What I never understand is how to, like, there are days where I'll have seven. Where I'll have Bradley Bozeman and Trey Pipkins and Scott Matlock and Ladd McConkey and Keenan Allen. In every room in my house, I've just got one of
those. There's my Mekhi Becton.
But 2 days later, zippy. None. It's either zero or nine. It's like yesterday, I just found them all. I had, Khalil Mack and Tarib Still, and now everybody's gone. Where did they all go?
Oh, damn it, I'm out of it. You have Derwin James. I was almost out of Chargers. I joined with the Charger thing. I'm that way with headphones. I'm not talking about the ones we use for the show. It's like the little
earbuds,
whatever.
Yeah.
For some reason, I am always opening and closing drawers way too hard, looking for them in a huff, so that my wife will come and explain to me where they are.
Do you do that on purpose so she comes and helps?
Well, eventually. It's like I start off thinking, I know where they are. Then I can't find them 10 times, and then it's the big, like, slam.
There's so many wives listening right now, like, I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew that he does it on purpose.
Giving away the business there. Here's the deal.
You just outed all of us.
You can't go, honey, where's the dad? You can't do that too many times. You can only do that from the other room.
But do you really think your wife doesn't know that when you're doing heavy sighs and slamming doors, you're really just waiting for her to help you?
Oh, she knows. Yeah. But it's unspoken until I spoke it.
You shouldn't have done that. Next, we're going to be joined by the general manager of the Washington Nationals, brand new GM, just 31 years old. They got a 35-year-old president. They got a 31-year-old GM. They got a 33-year-old manager. They got a 29-year-old pitching coach. I got a 5-year-old kid who's trying to be the base coach.
Yeah, they got a toddler running, playing the outfield.
They're saying he might not be old enough just yet, but if he waits 2 years and comes back, they might have a spot for him somewhere. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.